I know what you really want. No bullshit. It's not a brag. I really, actually know what you want. I bet your other English teachers knew it too. But they didn't have the guts to pull you aside after class. I know it because people's true fantasies come out in their words. With every sentence, every turn of phrase, you're practically broadcasting your desires. All I needed to figure you out was to listen. Of course, it makes it much easier when you accidentally leave your smut in my classroom. So, I want you to pay very close attention for the next few minutes. Because this will be on the test. First of all, your essay has several, let's say, indecent themes, which repeat themselves. Oh, and if my underwear and my pantyhose peek out from under this pencil skirt while I stretch to write on the board, don't bother averting your gaze. Now, the problem with your essay isn't the dirty talk. I won't fail you for committing your filthy fantasies to paper. In fact, I quite liked reading it. What I'd like to correct this afternoon are your concepts about these fantasies. Your kinks. You're using the language of kink, the buzzwords and the popular tags. But to be quite blunt about it, I don't think you actually understand what you're asking for. You throw around phrases like having your English teacher dominate you, treating me like your mommy, fucking me like the needy MILF I am. Give me a sweet, sticky cream pie. Forcing me to deep throat you. Oh, wait, this one's my favorite. Having your English teacher hold you down and fuck you, whether you want it or not. So, why don't we analyze your themes one by one? Shall we? First, I'm seeing a lot of strong female domination. Femdom, if you will. Why do you think that is? Latent mommy issues, maybe? It's not a bad thing. There's power in being a sexual, nurturing figure. Take my nurturing figure, for instance. You see my strong, wide hips? My hourglass figure in this tight blouse. It crosses a few wires for you. The need to be nurtured and the need to be fucked. And the need to have a powerful woman take control of you sexually. All at once. But it's that last part, being controlled sexually, that cuts through the social mores. That's your strongest theme here. For a good reason. The true fantasy of being dominated by a woman like me is you don't have to question yourself anymore. If I hike up my skirt and pin you down, wrap my legs around you and just fucking take what I need? Well, that removes all doubt, doesn't it? No more nervous little voice in your head. Am I doing this right? Did I say the right thing? Does she like how I look right now? Does she think I'm attractive? All of those get stripped away when a strong, motherly figure keeps you after class and forces you to pull out your cock and sit patiently for your reward. No more wondering. No more self-conscious questioning. It's knowing. Knowing that you're desired. Knowing that you're about to be used like an older woman's sex toy. Knowing that you're completely fucked. But that's not a thought experiment. I need you to do it. You heard me. Take off your clothes and get your cock in your hand. This is how the rest of our lesson will go. Keep your eyes on your teacher and wait there naked on that chair while you stroke yourself. Oh, that's a good boy. See, that wasn't so hard. Isn't that so much better? No more pretenses. Just showing your teacher what you really want by jerking that gorgeous cock in front of me. Knowing that if you don't please me, I'll just fucking take it. I still might. Now, back to the lesson. The second clear theme that emerges from your essay are the MILF and mommy tones. Of course, I use the word tones generously. Sometimes you outright just say MILF or mommy. Interchangeably, I might add. Again, the problem isn't with your fantasy. It's that you're asking for the wrong thing. Here, let me demonstrate. If I stand right here in front of you, like this, and tell you that you're being such a good boy, stroking that cock for me, and that your mommy loves seeing you all worked up like this. It's exciting, right? But those are just words. Empty, dirty talk. They don't get to the emotional color palette of what you're really asking for. You still confused about what I mean? Okay, let me just get a little bit closer. On paper, you're asking me to be your mommy. But what you're really looking for is for someone to nurture you. Someone that'll give you permission to be sexual and to feel pleasure. Someone who will tell you it's a good thing to take out that throbbing, veiny cock in front of her and start stroking it. that it's not naughty or immoral. Or if it is, then it's just what she wanted. You need mommy to straddle your lap. Lean in nice and close. And tell you that you're a good boy for wanting to fuck your mommy. You're a good boy for wanting to take it out in class and start fucking yourself. Because your teacher makes you so hard. You need a mommy to tell you that what she secretly wants is for that sticky hard thing you're pumping so vigorously. You know, the one you've got pressed against my thigh right now. For that to be inside mommy. And that a good boy like you should be claiming your mommy by coming inside her. Coming deep inside while you suck on my nipple. And I cradle the back of your neck. While I stroke your hair and tell you what a good boy you are. And mean it. Oh, that face you just made. Words have power, no? Well, keep stroking it for me. Keep stroking it and press that hard, hot cockhead right against my thigh. Slide it up and down my smooth stockings. And let me feel it throb with how needy you are for your mommy. And get your pre-cum all over these pantyhose. Don't worry, we're not quite done yet. Here. Let me pull a breast out of this blouse. While you fuck yourself for me. Just seal your lips over my nipple. Just like that. Oh, such a good boy. Now, just suck. Don't hold back. Stroke it against mommy. Show mommy what you want. Show me, or I might just hold you down and take it. See? Isn't this so much better than some mindless, milfy, dirty talk? The next time when you write about wanting your mommy, maybe you should be more specific. Maybe you should say that you really want to be nurtured by mommy. To have mommy reward you for being so vulnerable. And maybe to have mommy punish you when you expose yourself to me without being told first. Good boy. You're being such a good boy. Now, are we ready to move on with the lesson? Okay. Let's talk about your liberal use of the phrase deep throat. And while I explain this, I'm gonna get down here on my knees.
you can rest your cock on my face.
That way I can look up at you and feel its heat on my cheek. My lips. While I talk around it. You know, for as many times as you used the words blowjob and deep throat in your essay, you never once explained exactly what you wanted. What really excited you about imagining your English teacher using your cock to stuff her face and throat? So let's truly begin, shall we? Of course, there is the obvious. You want something hot and wet and slick, swallowing your erection. But there's more to it than that, isn't there? Giving a blowjob is about surrender. A sexy older woman. Someone you've called mommy or ma'am. Someone you would normally show deference and respect to. Just giving herself over to your needs. Giving her beautiful face. Her pretty lips. Her tight little throat. Over to your filthy desires. Just letting you violate her mouth. Silencing her elegant, cultured tongue with your cock. And deep throat you. Well, that's so much more aggressive, isn't it? The word deep throat gets tossed around a lot. But what are you asking for, really? Is it this? You don't know? Let me tell you what you really mean when you type the word deep throat. You mean surrender. You want a beautiful woman so desperate for your cock. She's willing to choke herself on it. My graceful face. My pouty lips just becoming a slick mess. Undignified with pre-cum and spit. Oh my god, that's so good. Mm. The sight of me down here is making you even more needy than you already are, isn't it? Just knowing a mature woman like me would rather be down on her knees with your cock down my throat than to breathe. Because she needs to taste you so badly. Because I want to be used by you. Because I need you to use my face like a toy. Surrender. There's so much meaning in the word. And as much as I really, really want to feel your cock throbbing in my throat as you shoot your load deep into your teacher's stomach, there's one more lesson we need to go over. In your essay, you wrote about how badly you wanted to cream pie your English teacher. Do you really know what that means? Do you really know what you're asking for? Don't move. Don't you fucking move. I'm gonna hold your arms to your sides and straddle this cock. And while I do, you're gonna listen and learn. Like a good boy. No, I just want you to watch me. Watch my body while I slide the head of this cock. Just the head. Inside my tight pussy. So you can just see my lips stretched around the tip. Oh my god, you're throbbing. You're paying attention, right? Good boy. Now, look at my skirt all rolled up like a belt. My panties stretched over to the side. Your teacher's strong hips slowly thrusting back and forth, grinding on this cock. And my generous, powerful thighs, and the sticky streaks of cum you left on my pantyhose and on my face. You've made a mess of me. You vandalized your prim and proper English teacher with your cum, declaring your intent to fill me with your seed. Do you know what that means? You know what you're asking for? Let me tell you while I grind on you. While I fill myself with you. You marked me. You marked me with your words. And with your cum. You've announced your desire to take me. To use me. Keep using me. To turn a curvy, refined woman into your filthy fuck toy. To claim me. Cream pie is such a vulgar, inelegant word.
Why don't you say what you really want? Say it. Say that you want to claim me. Claim your English teacher. Oh, claim your mommy. Oh, I just felt you twitch. Are you twitching at the thought of it? Oh, I'm twitching so deep inside me. Are you close? I'll be thinking about this every time I teach. Oh, every time I see you in my class. I'll be imagining your cock dancing inside me while I clench around it. Yeah, just like that. You want to claim my body? My person as your own? To fill me with your cum? And watch me quake and shiver on top of you? Oh, God, I fucking want you to. So do it. Make your English teacher your personal fuck doll. And do all those filthy things you wrote about. But fucking mean it. Claim me. Claim me or I'm gonna fucking take it from you. Do it. Do it. Do it. Claim me. Yeah, that's right. Claim your mommy. Claim your teacher. Make me your mommy. Make me your cock-addicted teacher. Oh, yeah. Come with me. Come inside me. Do it. Do it. I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. That's exactly what I wanted. You're such a good boy. Hey, don't move. Don't you fucking move. Oh, I can still feel you spurting inside me. Here, let me just wrap my arms and legs around you. You just keep your lips right there on my breast. Keep sucking. I'm just gonna rock back and forth on this cock. Milking every bit of it. Oh, I'm gonna take what you promised. Every drop. Whew, that was beautiful. Now, give me your phone. Unlocked, please. Thank you. Now, next time you write about fucking me, I expect you to be highly specific. And very, very explicit. If you're not, there'll be punishments. Here, you can take your phone back. You'll be receiving pictures from time to time. Think of them as writing prompts for you to describe all the filthy things you want to do to me. And if you impress me with your words, I'll let you reenact them. Understood? Good boy.